各位弟兄姐妹慕道的朋友下午好，
下午好，
欢迎大家来参加我们华人恩泽教会的主日崇拜。Good afternoon everyone, welcome to Abundant Great Chinese Church Sunday Worship。 现在请依华和 Mary 姐妹为我们分别用中英文来阅读今天的学道经文诗篇十五篇。Please, just a second. Sister Yihua and Mary, please read call worship scripture, Psalm 15, Yihua in Chinese and Mary in English. Yihua, please.
诗篇十五篇一到五节，大卫的诗。耶和华，谁能寄居你的帐幕？谁能住在你的圣山？
Lord, who may dwell in your sanctuary? Who may live on your hill?
就是行为正直，做事公义，心里说实话的人。
He whose walk is blameless and who does what is righteous, who speaks the truth from his heart.
他不以舌头残谤人，不恶待朋友，也不随火毁谤邻里。
And has no slander on his tongue, who does his neighbor no wrong and casts no slur on his fellow man.
他眼中藐视匪类，却尊重那敬畏耶和华的人。他发了誓，虽然自己吃亏，也不更改。
He despises a vile man, but honors those who fear the Lord, who keeps his oath even when it hurts.
他不放债取利，不受贿赂，以害无辜。行这些事的人，必永不动摇。
He lends his money without usury, and does not accept a bribe against it himself. He who does these things will never be shamed.
请大家起立。让我们用我们的歌声来赞美我们的主。 Please stand up. Let's praise the Lord with our song. 第一首歌，快乐欢欣向主敬拜。 The first song will be Joyful, Joyful We Adore Thee. 宝宝 please.
Oh,
Let's pray. 慈爱天父，在这春暖花开的季节，我们众弟兄姐妹聚集在你的殿中，来赞美你，来敬拜你。你用丰沛的阳光和雨露滋润大地，带来百花盛开，好让我们欣赏你这奇妙的创造，更让我们领会思想你的恩典和博爱。我们祈求主，你的灵时刻运行在我们当中，带领我们的一切直到永远。这祷告奉耶稣基督圣名求，阿门。请坐 ，sit down, please。Second song we're going to say, I know who holds tomorrow. You can say either in English or Chinese, whichever you prefer. 第二首歌，谁知我知谁管着明天，请。 首感谢神 First song we're going to say Thanks to God for my Redeemer You can say either English or Chinese with your prefer Please Romans chapter 1 verse 16 我们今天要诵读的经文是罗马书第一章第十六节我们先用中文我们读这些经文然后我们用英文读一遍我们先用经文用中文读一遍罗马书第一章第十六节起我不以福音为耻这福音本是神的大能要救一切相信的先是犹太人后是希腊人 Now read in English I am not ashamed of the gospel For it is the power of God For salvation to everyone who believes To the Jews first And then also to the Greek 好我们现在把时间交给长老
Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we're so blessed that we come together here and worship you. We enter the gate with thanks. We enter the court with praise. Because your love is eternal, your faithfulness endure for generations. That today we worship you You give us all the blessing from above, all the eternal blessing from above. Even though we on this earth is a temporal, but we in you, we have the eternal life. Today we have Brother David Brickner among us. He is going to share your word, give us the ministry that we will experience how powerful, how grateful our Lord is. May your blessing be upon each and every one of us. And we pray for the youth that next Sunday they're going to LA for a short-term mission. Bless them, guide them, teach them, equip them during their young age. And we also pray for those who are going to get baptized this Easter. So they will follow you the rest of their life. They will live up their faith. They will share the good news to their friends and colleagues. And we pray for everyone here that today we get rest in you, we get strengthened, refreshment, refreshing, and also in you we have peace. 感谢主，我们今天来到你的面前一起来敬拜是何等的有福。我们用一个感恩的心来进入你的院来赞美你，因为你爱是永远长存，你的信实是永不改变。让我们今天在这里可以听到你自己的仆人的见证，他所要宣讲主你自己的话语，因为你的福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的人。让我们今天在这里，我们都可以享受到主你自己的同在，使我们灵里面可以得到安息，我们可以得到苏醒，可以得到激励。我们也特别为张姊妹姐妹，她要在周二要动手术，也求主特别的恩待。有一些身体软弱的，或是今天去看医生，进入临时看医生的，我们都一一恭敬仰望。让我们身体软弱的时候，我们祈求主借助医生，借助所赐的药，都能得到帮助。我们把今天一切从头到尾恭敬仰望在主的恩手，让我们每一次的聚会敬拜，因为主你在我们当中，我们就不是白白的在这里聚集，因为我们亲近你，你也必亲近我们。感谢主的怜悯，感谢主在我们当中。献上祈求是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。Today we have Brother David Brickner. Yeah, we have met more than 10 years ago when I was in Chinese Grace. And Chinese Grace support their ministry. He's the executive director of Jews for Jesus. And the organization's main mission is sharing gospel to the Jewish people and tell them that Jesus is the Messiah, is a promised Messiah, and He is the Redeemer, He is the Savior. So today we are very glad that in His busy schedule we invite Him among us, and we would like to give time for Him to preach to us. David.
It truly is an honor for me to be here with you today.
这是一个荣幸能在你们当中。
Thank you, Pastor Chen, for inviting me.
感谢陈长老，邀请我。
And since I'm Jewish,
因为我是犹太人。
And since I represent the ministry of Jews for Jesus,
他在这里代表犹太人这个施工。
I think it's a good thing if we greet one another with a Jewish greeting.
他就想用犹太话向大家问好。
Are you ready?
Yes.
Shalom.
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 Shalom means peace.
平安。
It also means hello and goodbye.
也就是大家就再见。
Some people take that to mean that we Jews don't know whether we're coming or we're going.
所以我们犹太人思维，犹太人不知道是来还是去。
But it is in the shalom of God that we find in Jesus Christ that I greet you.
在平安中我们认识神。
I'm very pleased today to be joined by colleagues from Jews for Jesus in San Francisco.
非常高兴你们在当中有我的同工。
Robert King Tang is my chief financial officer, and he's here with his wife Agatha.
Robert 是他就财务总监。
People hear the name Jews for Jesus, and immediately there's a question.
当人听到犹太人为耶稣，肯定会立即有一个问题。
To them, Jews for Jesus sounds like a contradiction.
好像是两个对立的。
Like saying vegetarians for meat.
好像说吃素的和吃荤的。
But if you think about it, Jesus was Jewish, right?
大家想想，耶稣是犹太人，出自犹太人。
The disciples, Peter, John, and James, were all Jews.
他的门徒都是犹太人。
All the writers of the New Testament, with the possible exception of Luke, were Jews.
除了路加以外，其他在写福音的都是犹太人。
And we know that Luke was a doctor, so who knows?
路加是医生，所以也不知道他是不是犹太人。
Back in the beginning, believing in Jesus was a very Jewish thing to do.
在一开始，这个就是犹太人所信仰的。
As a matter of fact, when the first Gentile wanted to believe in him, oy, did we have problems.
就一开始就外邦人想认识耶稣的时候，他们就遇到问题。
In fact, Cornelius was the first Gentile to believe in Jesus.
Cornelius, 他是第一个外邦人认识耶稣的。
But it took Peter three visions before he finally got up enough nerve to go there and preach the gospel.
彼得去了三次最后就是使他信主。
When he did, the whole family got saved.
因为这个他全家得救。
But then Peter had another problem on his hands.
彼得他也面临到另一个问题。
He had to go back to his fellow apostles in Jerusalem and explain to them what he had done.
他需要到耶路撒冷的去向其他的信徒们解释这件事情。
There was such an uproar over this, we actually had to hold the first church council.
因为这件事，他们就是所以他们开了第一次教会的一个大会。
You can read about this in Acts chapter 15.
在使徒行传十五章提到过这件事情。
The big question was, what do you do with Gentiles for Jesus?
最大的问题就是外邦人他们怎么能来信耶稣。
Thankfully, God told us it was a good thing.
神告诉我们这是一个很美好的事情。
So we sent out our best missionaries.
所以犹太人就把他们最好的传教士送了出来。
Paul and Silas and Barnabas, and I think they did a pretty good job, don't you?
像保罗他们做了很好的工作。
After a while, there were more Gentiles for Jesus than Jews for Jesus.
因为他们施工有更多的外邦人认识了耶稣。
But that's okay because it was all part of his plan.
这些都挺好，因为这是神的神的计划。
He wanted to make us one together in Him, so we are one. Amen.
他想让我们成为一体。Amen.
But it's still a controversy, especially among Jewish people today.
在目前的犹太人中，这个仍然是一个就是很有矛盾的事情。
One time a Jewish man approached me and he said, How can you be a Jew for Jesus?
有一次一个犹太人接近我说你如何可以相信耶稣?
I I said Jesus was Jewish, right?
我说犹太人是耶稣是犹太人是吗？
He thought for a second.
他想了一会儿。
And then he said Jesus was Jewish, but then he converted and became a Catholic.
他说耶稣开始是犹太人，但他最后变成了天主教。
So there's a lot of misunderstanding.
所以大家看，这有很多大家就是不理解的地方。
And sometimes that misunderstanding can become very heated.
有的时候这些不理解可以会变成很大的问题。
I remember one day handing out gospel tracts on the street corner in New York City.
有一次我在纽约的那个街头，我发发单张。
I was approached by a well-dressed woman in her late 60s.
有一个穿得很好的女士，70多岁的女士啊，来到我面前。
And she was angry and began to yell at me.
她非常愤怒，她对我大叫。
You should be ashamed of yourself.
你需要很惭愧。
How can you do this?
你怎么能做这个？
Do you know what you're doing?
你知道你要做什么吗？
Does your mother know you're doing this?
你妈妈知道你在做什么吗？
And then she spat out words that cut like a knife.
她讲的话就像刀子一样。
She said, you're trying to complete the work that Hitler began.
她说你是想完成希特勒想做的事情。
She rolled up the sleeve of her dress to show me numbers on her arm.
她把她的袖子裸开，身上有号码。
Ruth is a survivor of Auschwitz, the Holocaust.
她是大屠杀的幸存者。
I understood her anger, and there was little that I could say to her that day.
我理解她为什么愤怒，但是我没有什么可以说的。
So then imagine my surprise when several months later, during a Friday evening service, she walked in the back door.
大家可以想象当时我是多么吃惊，在几个月以后，她从正门里走了进来。
I recognized her right away, but I couldn't quite remember where we had met.
我当时就觉得她很眼熟，但是我不是想起在哪里见过她。
After the service, I approached her, and she reminded me where we had met.
在崇拜以后，然后我就问她，然后我就知道我们当时是在哪里见过。
So I said to her, "So Ruth, why are you here this evening?"
我对她说，路德，你为什么到这来？
She said, "I have an open mind."
她说我打开了我的心扉。
And she did.
她做到了。
She kept coming back every Friday night.
她每个星期五晚上都来。
And what a privilege it was for me one Friday to pray with Ruth to receive Jesus as her Messiah.
这都多么荣耀的事情，我可以在每个星期五向她传授福音。
Hallelujah.
感谢主。
Now how can something like this happen?
这些事情怎么会发生呢？
How is it that someone who is so bitter and angry can open up to receive God's grace?
为什么有这么有苦毒的人，为什么他能打开着心来接受主耶稣？
I'll tell you.
我跟你说。
It's because the same power that raised up Jesus from the grave is active and at work in the world today.
让耶稣从死里复活的大能现在仍然在我们当中，在这世界上。
The Apostle Paul, writing in our scripture passage today, talks about that.
保罗他在这段经文里说明了这一点。
I am not ashamed of the gospel.
我不以福音为耻。
And if there was anyone who lived his life unashamedly, it was the Apostle Paul.
任何人他不为福音为耻，就是保罗。
He was a rabbi.
他是一个犹太的一个教师。
A member of the Sanhedrin, that is the ruling body of elders.
他是在那个就是犹太长老里面的一个成员。
He was a persecutor of the church.
他迫害教会。
And yet, when he met Christ on the road to Damascus, everything changed.
他在大马士革的路上，他遇到了主。
He lived his life unashamedly.
从此以后，他不为福音为耻。
He considered all that he had as nothing and less than nothing for the sake of Christ.
因为耶稣的缘故，他以前所拥有的是一无所值。
Oh, I wish that we could live our lives with such unashamedness.
我真的希望我们的生命也能像保罗一样这样，为福音为耻。
He was unashamed of the gospel because he knew something that we need to know.
他因为知认识福音，所以他不为他为耻。
He knew that the good news of the gospel is that life from the dead power.
因为他知道福音是死里复活的大能。
A power that transforms.
这个大能能够改变。
A power that changes lives.
能够改变生命。
A power that brings salvation to everyone who believes.
他能给相信的人带来救恩。
Most people stop right there, like that's the end of the verse.
很多人就在这里停住了。
But it's not.
但是不是的。
Paul completes his thought with this phrase.
他是以这个开始。
First to the Jew, then to the Gentile.
他说开始这个福音传给犹太人，然后要传给外邦人。
I want to ask you to think with me today what Paul means when he says first to the Jew, then to the Gentile.
我想大家跟我一起思考，为什么保罗说先传给犹太人，然后传到外邦？
Some Bible scholars will tell us that Paul is merely making a reference to history.
有些解经家说他只是保罗只是反映当时的历史。
Like we were just saying that the gospel went to Jewish people first and then after that to everyone else.
我们开始刚才讲过，福音是先传给犹太人，然后再到外邦。
But I want to challenge that thought.
我想就对这个说法进行一些补充。
I want to ask you to believe with me that when Paul says first, he's not merely talking about history.
我希望大家能够相信我。保罗说，从犹太开始，他并不是指历史。
The word in the Greek is proton, and it actually means priority.
在希腊文，这个字是重点的意思，并不是先后。
There is a priority with respect to the gospel and the Jewish people that is a part of God's plan for all the ages.
神的计划是福音的重点是在犹太人。
It is a priority in the past.
这个是过去的重点。
It is a priority in the present.
这是也是现在的一个重点。
And it will be a priority for the future.
他讲也成为将来的一个重点。
Let me explain that briefly if I can get my PowerPoint to advance.
让我来进行一些解释。
It's on.
Okay.
We really don't need it if we can't have it, but that's all. There we go. First of all, let me talk about this priority as a past priority.
我现在讲讲过去的重点。
When we talk about the gospel to the Jew first, let me say that we're talking about the gospel going to the first Jew.
先我们来回顾一下这个福音是怎样在犹太人中传开的。
A man by the name of Abraham. Maybe you can control it.
你上面能不能动一下
？There we go.
我们先谈亚伯拉罕。
Abraham was an idol worshipper.
亚伯拉罕开始他崇拜一些偶像。
In fact, the Jewish tradition tells us that his father made a living by making idols.
在犹太历史里面提到，亚伯拉罕的父亲是靠做这些偶像来维生。
That is not exactly what you would think would be a good person to choose to lead a religious movement.
大家可能认为并不是一个很好的一个人来 领导这个福音的这个运动。
But you see, when God chooses, it's not based on our merit, but on His favor, His grace.
神的拣选并不是基于我们的行为，而是基于神的意愿。
Abraham had nothing to offer God, but God had something to offer him.
亚伯拉罕他没有什么可以给神的，但是神有许多可以给他。
In Genesis 12, verses 1 through 3, God says, Get up from your country and go where I'll show you.
在启示录不是在那个创世纪第
Enter into a relationship with me.
就神让亚伯拉罕离开本族，然后跟神建立关系。
If you do, I'll give you three things.
如果你做的话，我会赐给你三样东西。
I'll make your name great.
我让你的名为大。
I'll make you a great nation.
我让你的国为大。
And all people will be blessed because of you.
所有的人因为你而得福。
Now, of course, we know that Abraham obeyed.
我们大家知道亚伯拉罕他服从了神。
Think about it. Did God fulfill his promise?
想想看，神有没有完成他的许诺？
The name of Abraham is great today in the three major religions of the world, at least Judaism, Christianity, and Islam.
有三个在世的宗教，基督教、犹太教和伊斯兰教，他都是鼻祖。
Not because of who Abraham was, but because of who God is.
这并不是因为亚伯拉罕。而是因为神拣选了他。
God kept his promise.
神保持了他的
He said, I'll make of you a great nation.
神说他要让他成为大国。
The Jewish people exist to this very day.
犹太人他能存留到现在。
They exist despite the Hamans and the Herods and the Hitlers and the Husseins of this world.
经历过像希特勒和各种各样的灾难。
Satan has tried to wipe out the Jewish people in order to make God a liar.
撒旦想把犹太教驱逐，来证明神他失约。
If Satan could destroy the Jews, he would prove that God can't keep his word.
如果亚旦能够做到这一点，他就能证明神没有神没有保持他的应许。
But God has kept his word, hasn't he?
是不是神他有保证了他的应许？
We know that because God kept his word to his people Israel, he'll keep his word to us as well.
神他保证了对犹太人的应许，他也一定会保守他跟我们的约定。
Certainly that must be an encouraging thought to all of us here today.
这是一个多么振奋人心的一个消息。
But don't miss the third part of the promise.
大家不要忘记第三个应许。
In you, all the families of the earth will be blessed.
因为亚伯拉罕，所有的在世的人都家庭都会蒙福。
And we have seen this to be the case.
我们也能看到这一点。
Through the Jewish people, God brought us the Holy Scriptures.
通过犹太人，神把他的圣经，把他话带给了我们。
Every tribe and tongue and nation can read God's word in their language.
所有的语言，所有的种族都有圣经。
Reversing the curse of the Tower of Babel.
所有的圣经里面的章节。
But more importantly, through the Jewish people came Jesus Christ.
更重要，通过犹太人，我们成为了神的。
So God chose the Jews because He loved you.
神选择了犹太人，因为他爱我们，爱大家。
Right here in this church.
在这个教会里头。
Thank God for the Jews.
感谢神。
Thank God that He chose them.
感谢犹太人。感谢神拣选了犹太人。
And throughout Israel's history, we see that continual choosing despite the unbelief of the nation of Israel.
从整个历史，我们都看到了神的拣选。
His love has been on the Jewish people in the past despite their disobedience.
即使犹太人他们的叛逆，但是神他一直在拣选他，在保守他们。
And ultimately, when Jesus came, he told his followers, go first, where? To the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
耶稣他来到世上，他告诉他门徒，首先到犹太人当中。
Which they did.
他们做了。
But then after his death, burial, and resurrection, he had a new set of instructions.
在神死了复活以后，他有一个新的命令。
He said, "You are my witnesses."
他神说，你是我的见证人。
You see, Jews for Jesus has been around since the day of Pentecost.
大家看，Jews for Jesus 在一开始就存在。
We're the oldest gospel mission in the world.
我们是最古老的神的事工。
He told us, though, to begin in Jerusalem.
他告诉我们先从耶路撒冷开始。
And then in Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth.
然后到 Judea, 然后到 Samaria, 然后 传到地极。
But that didn't mean that the Jews were no longer his chosen.
这并不意味神就再没有拣选犹太人。
Because since the ascension, people, the Jewish people, have been still a light to the nations.
从一开始犹太人就是一个被选择的民族。
The Apostle Paul knew this.
保罗知道这一点。
God told Paul, you're going to be going to the Gentiles.
神告诉保罗让他到外邦人当中。
Aren't you glad he did?
我们非常高兴他做到了。
But think about his ministry throughout the book of Acts.
大家通过使徒行传看到他的事工。
Every city that he visited,
所有他去过的城市,
the first place he preached the gospel was in the synagogue.
他首先是到犹太人的会堂当中来传讲福音。
Why?
为什么?
It's because he believed what he says in Romans 1:16. It's to the Jew first.
他因为他想相信刚才他那段经文，因为他相信要在犹太人当中是重点。
God had a sovereign plan.
神有他自己的计划。
In those synagogues were people known as God-fearers.
在神的犹太的会堂有神所爱的子民。
Have you heard about the God-fearers?
你们有没有知道神的愤怒?
These were people who had been drawn by the Holy Spirit to the one true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
他们是被拣选，然后一起来到了唯一的神的面前。
They had given up their idolatry.
他们放弃了他们的偶像。
But they had not converted to Judaism.
但是他们没有就变成犹太人。
And this was the audience that was made ready by the Holy Spirit to receive the gospel.
因为这些人他们已经在心里已经准备接受。
As Paul preached in these synagogues, there were some Jews who got saved.
在保罗在会堂里宣讲神的时候，有一部分犹太人得救了。
But there was a people movement among the God-fearers.
但是 在整个 有其他的各种人在当中。
They came to Christ en masse.
他们成群的来到神的面前。
They formed the nucleus of all of those first century churches that Paul planted.
他们成为保罗所建立教会的核心。
Paul understood a missions principle that we need to rediscover today.
圣徒保罗知道建立教会的重点。
When you preach the gospel loud enough for Jews to hear, a whole lot of other folk listen in.
当你大声向犹太人宣讲福音的时候，有很多其他人也听到了。
Throughout church history, many have realized this, many great Christians.
在整个历史中，在通过这些教会，有很多的好的基督徒。
Maybe some of you are familiar with the name Hudson Taylor.
大家可能会知道，戴德森。
He was one of the greatest missionaries of the modern missions movement.
他是现在，传福音的一个典范。
He opened up mainland China to the gospel.
他打开了中国的这扇大门。
One of the least known facts about Taylor's life is his commitment to Jewish evangelism.
但是他有一个大家不为大家所知的一个很好的例子。
It wouldn't have been very easy for him to witness to Jews in mainland China.
他在中国大陆他接触不到什么犹太人。
But every January 1st, Hudson Taylor would make out a donation to the Mild May Mission to the Jews in London.
当然在每年的新年，他都会给在伦敦的犹太人送礼物。
He would send that donation with a note to the Jew first.
他在他给犹太人的这个捐款当中，他会写上犹太人第一是犹太人。
Hudson Taylor's friend Charles Wilkinson was the president of the Mild May Mission to the Jews.
戴德森的朋友，他是为犹太人传福音的一个是里面的领导人。
Every January 1st, he would likewise sit down and write out a donation to the China Inland Mission with these words, and also to the Gentile.
他也在新年的这第一天，他会给在中国大陆的施工写一张支票，他会写 also， 就是中国也需要这个福音。
God's choosing is not a preference.
神的拣选并不是一个先后。
God's making this priority is just part of His plan to love everyone.
神他把这个作为一个重点，因为神爱所有人。
His plan to bring the gospel to everyone.
他的计划是把福音带给所有人。
The fulfillment of His promise to Abraham so long ago.In you, all the families of the earth will be blessed.
因为他在亚伯拉罕身上所成全的，所以我们在座人都因此得福。
In Jews for Jesus, one of the little-known facts is that it works that way with us too.
犹太人为耶稣因为这个原因，也在我们身上也是起到了作用。
Our founder, Moish Rosen, was once in a debate with a rabbi on the radio.
我们的创始人有一次跟犹太的那些宗教领袖在广播上辩论。
The rabbi leveled an accusation at Moish Rosen.
犹太的那些rabbi.
He said, I know about you Jews for Jesus. You convert 5 times as many Gentiles as Jews.
他说我知道你们犹太人为耶稣，你们是5倍的外邦人信主。
Moish said, what do you want us to do? Throw them back?
他说你想让我们做什么？把他们再踢出去吗？
The rabbi was right.
那个犹太的 rabbi 他们是对的。
When you preach the gospel loud enough for Jews to hear, a whole lot of other folk listen in.
因为你为犹太人大声宣讲福音的时候，有更多的人听到了福音。
Jews for Jesus is currently in 14 countries around the world.
我们机构在15个国家都有机构。
Wherever we are, we preach the gospel not just to Jews but to everybody.
我们到在任何地方，我们传讲福音的时候，并不只是犹太人，我们向所有的人传讲福音。
Our largest ministry is in Israel.
我们最大的是在以色列。
We're in Jerusalem and in Tel Aviv.
我们在耶路撒冷和泰勒维夫。
There are more Jews who live in Israel than in the United States now.
在犹太人大多数人所有在以色列的犹太人比在美国的犹太人多。
But there are not only Jews who live in Israel.
但不只是犹太人住在以色列。
There are many Arabs who live there.
有许多阿拉伯人。
And we preach the gospel to them too.
我们向他们也传讲福音。
God has made us reconcilers in Jesus' name.
神让我们成为和好的人。
When Jews and Arabs can love one another in Jesus' name, the world will see the reconciling power of the gospel.
如果犹太人和阿拉伯人因为耶稣能够和好，这就是向世界展现了福音的这个和好的大能。
So when you pray for Jews for Jesus, and when you support Jews for Jesus, it's not just for Jews, it's for the world's evangelization.
当你们在为犹太人为耶稣祷告奉献支持的时候，也是为整个福音在祷告在奉献。
In Jews for Jesus, we live for the day when there will be waves of Jewish believers in Jesus bringing the gospel to everyone.
我们生活在这个时代，有很多的犹太人，把福音带给所有人。
And we know that that is part of His future priority.
我们知道这是神的未来的计划。
There is a day coming and is very soon when Jewish people will once again be at the very center of the purposes of God for redemption.
在不久的将来，犹太人将成为福音的中心。
The Bible tells us that there will be an enemy arising against Israel.
圣经告诉我们有敌人将在这当中崛起。
Even now, it's a pretty rough neighborhood there.
即使在那个现在在那个地方非常困难。
And we hear every day about rockets being fired into the major cities of Tel Aviv and Ashkelon from the Gaza Strip.
我们大家也听到新闻，在从加沙也经常有火箭发到以色列的 Tel Aviv 和其周围的地区。
And Israel responds to that like any other secular country would.
以色列也跟其他的那些独立的国家一样，做出反应。
They want to provide security for their citizens.
他们想为自己的居民提供安全保障。
And the result is loss of life on both sides.
因为这样，在双方都有人员伤亡。
Is there any hope for peace in the Middle East?
在中东有没有和平的希望？
There is in the Prince of Peace.
是有的，是在原则上是有。
In fact, Jesus is the only hope for peace in the Middle East.
实际上只有耶稣才是真正的希望。
Jesus is the only hope for peace in the world today.
只有耶稣才是世界和平的希望。
And when he comes soon, he will be bringing peace everlasting.
在他回来的时候，他会给世界带来永久的和平。
In the meantime, we see war and strife.
但是我们现在仍然看到战争和争斗。
And if you read your Bible the way I read mine, it's not going to get better before it gets worse.
你读福音读圣经，如果跟我读的一样的话，你知道事情会变得越来越糟。
This enemy, who may even be alive today, is the Bible says like a beast coming up out of the sea.
这个目前活着的这个敌人，就像一个野兽。
To all the world, he looks like a wise statesman.
但对世界，他是好像是一个很聪明的一个代言人。
He promises to be a man of peace, but he is a man of violence.
他 许诺他是和平之子，但是他是一个带来毁灭之子。
He deceives the nations and gathers their armies together.
他征服了一些国家，把他们国家的军队都集中起来。
They invade what the Bible calls the beautiful land.
他用他的军队来侵略圣经里所提到的
the land of Israel.
这个地方就是以色列。
He goes right into the most fertile area of the country, the plain of Megiddo.
他来到以色列最富饶的地方。
You've read in the book of Revelation about Armageddon.
您在启示里面读到的 Armageddon.
R means hill.
R 名词小山山岭。
The hill overlooking the plain of Megiddo.
这个山可以看到 Armageddon 这个平原。
If you've been to Israel before, you've seen it's one of the most beautiful agricultural areas in the country.
如果你去过的话，你可以发现它是一个很漂亮的一个农业的一个峡谷。
Napoleon Bonaparte marched his armies through there long ago and said, "This is the greatest natural battlefield in the world."
在旧世纪，一个将领他到的地方，他说这是一个最漂亮的一个战争的一个地方。
He was right.
他是对的。
This is the gathering place for the mother of all wars.
因为这是一个将来最大的一个战争之母的地方。
At this time, Israel is reaping the seeds of the gospel proclamation.
这时候在这个时代以色列它正在孕育着一个种子
seeds that we are sowing even right now
这个种子我们现在也能看到
at this point there are 144,000 Jews for Jesus men
有
144,000 Jews for Jesus men.
144,000 犹太人。
How would you like to have that kind of a staff, Robert? That's what the Bible says.
就圣经里告诉我们的。
And they're going to be preaching the gospel.
他们会为福音而战。
144,000 Jewish Billy Grahams.
144,000传福音的Jerry Brown.
The waves of Jewish believers preaching to all people.
这些犹太人为世界所有的人传福音。
And even in this dark time, there will be a revival.
即使在这个黑暗的时代，但是有一个复兴。
People from every tribe and tongue and nation during this tribulation period will come to know Christ.
在这个复兴的时代，世界所有民族、所有的种族都会认识到福音。
That is how there are going to be so many martyrs during that time.
在这个阶段，也会有很多为福音而献身。
And yet, it is God's plan coming to fruition.
然后神的计划就会成功。
As Jews are preaching the gospel around the world, the Antichrist attacks where they are from.
在犹太人为传福音的时候，那些反基督的就会责问他们从哪里来。
The battle begins in that plain of Megiddo.
整个战争就会在那个 Megiddo 那个平原里发生。
And it is fought from there down, down, down to the city of Jerusalem.
从那个地方，他就会从一直到耶路撒冷。
The city is surrounded.
耶路撒冷将会包围。
A lethal dagger is poised and pointed at the heart of the nation.
的致命的剑将会指向这个民族。
God who promised that Israel would exist before him forever must come through now.
神应许只要犹太人他们只要经过这个。
And at that most dark of times, Israel finally comes to the end of herself.
经过这个时期，以色列就会成为他自己。
She cries out to God for a deliverer, and that is when he comes.
在犹太人他们为神的拯救来来哭泣的时候。
The Bible says you hear it and then you see it.
这里圣经说你听到了，你也看到了。
The Lord Himself shall descend with a shout.
就神他会大声的宣告。
What does the shout of the Creator of the universe sound like?
大家世界创造者的这大的吼叫，大家听过吗？
In my imagination, it begins like a rumble.
我的想象当中，它是从像雷声。
The rumble gets louder and louder and louder.
那种雷声会越来越响，越来越响。
All attention is grabbed to the skies.
所有的注意力，大家都看到这云端。
We see the clouds roll back as a scroll.
大家可以看到云在天上在旋转。
The brightness of 1,000 noonday suns fills our vision.
那几千个太阳的光亮在整个照着整个人类。
And there's the one we've been waiting for.
大家可以看到那个耶稣，我们所期待的。
He's the King of Kings.
他是万王之王。
He's the Lord of Lords.
万主之主。
And as he descends,
他降下来。
As his foot touches the Mount of Olives,
在耶稣的脚。
That mountain is split from east to west.
降到人世，然后整个展开。
And then is fulfilled the promise of the prophet Zechariah.
然后神就会实现他的应许。
I will pour out upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem.
我要把我的福通过大卫他的。
The spirit of grace and of supplication.
所有的恩典。
And they shall look upon me whom they have pierced.
他们就会看到我所刺穿的手。
And they shall mourn as one mourns for an only son.
他们会认识这唯一的神的唯一的儿子。
And they shall weep bitterly as in the weeping of a firstborn.
他们就会像出生婴儿一样的哭泣。
And in that day, a great fountain will be opened in Jerusalem for cleansing and for purification.
在那一天，在耶路撒冷就会一个最大的一个水池，就会为了洁净而兴起。
And thus all Israel will be saved.
在那个时候，所有的世界就会被得到拯救。
That is the future.
这就是未来。
That is our hope.
这就是我们的希望。
Past, present, future, God chose the Jewish people so that the blessing of gospel will be for all.
在过去、现在和将来，因为神拣选了犹太人，这福音就会传给我们所有人。
Not too long ago, I was back in New York City with a young man handing out gospel tracts.
在不久前，我在纽约有个年轻人在传讲在发福音单张。
While I watched, a rabbi came up to this young man and started yelling at him.
在我看的时候，有个犹太的rabbi就对那个年轻人责教责骂。
He said, "You should be ashamed of yourself."
他说你应该感到羞愧羞耻。
Do you know what you're doing?
你知道你在做什么吗？
And right at that point, up walked Ruth.
就在那个时候。
You remember Ruth?
Yeah, 大家都记不记得路德就刚才提到的。
And she says to this rabbi, "Young man."
他就那个路德对这个犹太的歪把说，年轻人。
Not too long ago, I was right where you are.
在不久前，我跟你一样。
But But now I know that Jesus is my Messiah, and I'm more Jewish than ever.
他说我自从知道耶稣是我的救主，我变得更加像犹太人。
I watch this guy scratch his head and walk away.
我看到那个人就抓着自己的脑袋，然后走开。
And I thought, praise God.
我想感谢主。
There's another seed sown for a harvest yet to come.
又一个种子等着我们收割。
My hope and prayer is that in our being together today, you might be willing to join Jews for Jesus in sowing that gospel seed.
我为今天我来到这边祷告，希望大家也能传扬这个种子。
After the service, I will be in where the refreshment is along with my friends.
在这个崇拜结束以后，我和我的朋友就会在就是 fellowship hall， 就是我们那个交易厅。
Please come and say hello.
请大家来跟我打个招呼。
If you'd like to give us your address or your email address, we'd be happy to send you our literature, our monthly free newsletter.
我非常高兴，如果你能给我你的地址啊，那个还有邮件啊，我们非常高兴能够给你们送一些信息，一些单张。
And there are other resources there that you might be interested in as well.
还有更多的一些资源，你们可能很感兴趣。
I'd like to close my time now with a blessing on you.
我希望结束今天的信息以祝福来结束我们的信息。
This blessing comes from the book of Numbers, chapter 6.
这个祝福是
Numbers
第六章。
God said, "Bless my people with this blessing, and they'll be blessed."
祝福这些祝福，他们就会得到祝福。
First in Hebrew, then in English, and then in Chinese.
首先是用希伯来话，然后英文，然后中文。
Please bow your heads.
请大家
Yivarechach Adonai vayishmarecha Yo'er Adonai panavalecha vikuneika Yisau Adonai panavalecha Vyaseim lecha Shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace.
愿神保守你，愿神的话语赐福你，愿神的脸光照你，愿平安赐给你。
Amen.
Amen.
For those who already received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and have baptized publicly, you are welcome to partake bread and cup. 我们感谢主借助Brother David 的信息，让我们看到福音是为全人类神为我们所预备的福分。所以今天凡是已经接受主耶稣，在众人面前公开受洗，你都欢迎一起来领受主的恩典。下面有段时间，我们来读这一节经文，预备我们的心。May we read this scripture together, either in English or in Chinese, and we will prepare ourselves for the communion. 让我们一起来 ，Let's go。
他愿意挂在你的头上，亲自担当我的罪，使我的心来在罪上死，就得人在地上活。你拿手的鞭伤，你们联合你是。
我们。
你们。
请李寿华弟兄为祝谢。
好，亲爱的天父，感谢赞美你，谢谢你赐你的独生子主耶稣和我们罪的缘故，他被钉死在十字架上，他流出他的宝血，可是他三天又复活，我们实在是我们信念这样的美好的福音，所以我们求你，当我们每次来到圣餐桌前的时候，我们要在你的面前认罪悔改，到面前不讨神所喜悦的，我们都求神用耶稣的宝血再次的洁净，再次的除掉，让我们在每次在圣餐桌前我们可以得到更新，我们每次来继续主跟我们所立的约，同时是求你让我们有能力继续做你的工，把你的福音在周遭传扬，我们这样祈祷奉主耶稣基督的圣名求，
阿门。
in our hand is a reminder that Jesus, He hung His body on the cross. He is our substitute in death, so that we have His grace upon us.
我们手中的饼，让我们想起基督为我们死在十字架上，让我们想起我们在主的恩典里面，我们得到这样的福分。
Maybe shall we eat this bread together?
让我们一起来领受这个饼。
请范先生弟兄们可以出现。
先生，我感谢你，感谢你把你的独生子送到我们当中来，给我们受食他的宝血洗净我们的罪，我们每个人都是罪之身，凭着你独生子的宝血洗净了我们，就主相信耶稣时刻提醒我们，让我们的罪心，我们的罪心，让我们活出主的荣耀，到永远。非常谢祷告，奉耶稣名。
阿门。
这杯里面的葡萄汁是代表主耶稣的血，是在2000年的时候为我们流的，洗净我们的罪。当我们饮这杯里面的葡萄汁的时候，是我们想起他赦免我们的罪，让我们以感恩的心一起来领受。Shall we drink together?
Thank you, Brother David, for your sermon today. 我们谢谢大卫弟兄给我们今天的讲道。Now we'd like to spend a few minutes welcoming newcomers. So if you, any of you are here today first time, we'd like to have you stand up and introduce yourself. So we can know you better. 如果大家有第一次来我们教会的，我们欢迎你站起来介绍一下自己，我们希望认识更多的认识您。我手中有一位单张，是一位叫李三月的姐妹。能不能把你自己介绍一下自己？
I'm Jeanette Coakley. I live in Loomis, and I attend church at the New Hope Christian Church in the morning, and I often come to a Hungarian church at 5 o'clock in Citrus Heights. And I have children that are missionaries mostly in Indonesia and also China. And they have a Walmart ministry. My grandchildren just walk up to people and they say, well, I see you're in a wheelchair. Would you like prayer? And they'll usually say yes, because children don't have to pray for them. And they often walk when they've never walked before, or hear when they've never heard before, or all those kinds of things.
Well, thank you. 谢谢你的母亲。May God bless your ministry, your children's ministry too. 下面那个你姐妹，麻烦您介绍一下。好，我们欢迎您。还有没有谁是第一次在我们中间的？还没有。Some in the back， 有下面有几位第一次来我们中间的，我们。
我们高兴有李先生、李太太，河南好同胞。
欢迎你 ，Welcome。欢迎你们。
I'm happy to be here. I started the mission out of this church in 1963. It's just 12 years later, the founder of Jews for Jesus, Moshe Rosen, spoke in my church over on Madison at the corner of Hazel and Madison. And I will always remember how he was preaching on the streets in San Francisco.And there was a crowd of people around him that were called looking up, because there was one heckler that was looking up and everybody was following him. And Moshe got the inspiration to say, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus shall return in like manner."
Thank you. Welcome. My name is Linda Hirschberger,
and I came basically to see David at the museum. I feel at home here. I might be back.
Thank you, Linda. Good to have you. Any other people who haven't been introduced? First time in our midst. Anyone else? 好，谢谢大家。我们也再次欢迎 David 还有 Brother Tan 的他的 wife， 我们在我们中间，我们再次感谢他们在我们中间。A few announcements to make and some prayer. We need a pray for brother Huang Wenxiong. His younger brother just passed away this past Tuesday, so he went back to China for his funeral. And so may our Lord's grace be with them, peace with them. 我们黄文雄弟兄的弟弟因为最近离世，他黄文雄呢是周二回国奔丧，然后求神保守他的家人。请大家继续为即将受洗的四位弟兄姐妹祷告，他们是梁斌姐妹、刘巧华姐妹，还有 Daniel， 还有 Andrew， 他们将在这个月的这个复活节受洗，所以请继续为他们祷告。So we're going to have four brothers and sisters who will be baptized on this coming Easter Sunday. So please pray for them. 另外就是长老祷告的时候提到，在有六位青少年将到 LA 去Dream Center， 他们会去短宣，是四月十四号、四月二十号这个期间，也请大家为他们代祷。So as Alderson just prayed in his prayer, we will have four young youths who will go to Dream Center in LA for a short mission for 1 week. So let's pray for them. 另外，再有一个很重要的announcement， 一个很重要的一个报告通知，就是我们感谢神的带领，我们教会的聘牧工作有了实质性的进展。我们现在有一位传道叫刘勇传道，他就是将在五月初会到我们教会来面试，所以我们请大家为这个施工继续带导。另外有几个特殊的活动，请大家把自己的 calendar 弄好以后，尽量参加这两次的特别活动。就是五月份的三号，五月三号是周五，那一天本来应该是没有团契，但是因为刘勇传道来临的话，我们把这个有一次的特别礼拜五的聚会，请大家来参加特别的团契聚会。另外那一个主日是在五月五号，就是下午一点半，本来我们是主日学的时间，但是那一次呢，因为刘勇传道的到来呢，我们就他会给我们讲一堂特别的信息，也是我们大家来了解这位传道的一个很好的机会，所以希望大家能够预留时间，一定要参加这样一个两次很重要的活动。刘勇传道的具体的他的安排在这个布伦上面我们写得很清楚，也请大家为这个事情代祷。 So we our pastoral search minister has progressed pretty well under our Lord's guidance. So we're going to have Minister Liu Yong coming to our church on May the 2nd to May the 5th. So there will be a special fellowship on May the 3rd, that's Friday evening. And also on Sunday, May the 5th, from 1:30 to 2:30, we're going to have a special gathering to listen to his sermon on that afternoon. So I hope every single one will make an arrangement so that you can attend the meeting so that we can know him better. 另外就是在开会的执事会的记录已经写好了，所以请大家在交易厅可以去看。 This is our second deacon meeting minutes is ready for that, for your review in the fellowship hall. So today, 崇拜以后，早上我们吃饭，还有念诗。So choir practice will start after refreshment today. Any other thing to report? No. Okay. 好，请大家一起起立，我们唱三一颂，接受从神那来的祝福。Let us stand up.
Jesus Christ, the love of God and the fellowship of Holy Spirit be with you all. 愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠、上帝的慈爱和圣灵的感动始终与我们同在，是奉主耶稣的名。阿门。
Amen.
请坐 ，Please be seated. 欢迎每一位都可以留下在交易厅有点心。You are all welcome to stay behind for refreshment in the fellowship hall.